USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
As members of the U.S. House Freedom Caucus continue to push for the release of Justice Department documents dealing with the Russia probe and the investigation into Hillary Clinton's private email server, Fox News says it's received a draft from the caucus concerning articles of impeachment it's drawing up against Deputy Attorney General Rod Rosenstein as a last resort if the Justice Department continues to stall on producing those documents. Rosenstein then telling Fox News,
"I just don't have anything to say about documents like that that nobody has the courage to put their name on and that they leak in that way. But I can tell you, there have been people who have been making threats privately and publicly against me for quite some time. And I think they should understand by now the Department of Justice is not going to be extorted."
Another high school student walkout planned for today, this time by supporters of the Second Amendment. And this is USA Radio News.
When you're hiring, you don't want to sort through dozens of irrelevant resumes. You want an efficient way to get to a short list of qualified candidates. That's why you need Indeed.com. Post a job in minutes. Set up screener questions based on your job requirements. Then zero in on qualified candidates using our intuitive online dashboard. Discover why 3 million businesses use Indeed for hiring. Post a job today at Indeed.com/hire. Search for greatness. Search Indeed.
Hey, moms and dads, there's a new True Blue American Hero in theaters now.
In fact, I thought of a name for him.
His name is Stubby.
Sergeant Stubby, an American Hero, is a heartwarming animated adventure for the whole family based on the incredible true story of America's most decorated dog.
I confer the honorary rank of sergeant on Stubby, the regimental mascot.
You could all learn something from him.
Now playing in theaters nationwide, go see it today.
A U.S. judge is ordering Iran to pay billions of dollars to the family members of over 1,000 9/11 victims. ABC News is reporting a default judgment issued Tuesday by a federal judge in New York found the Islamic Republic of Iran, the Revolutionary Guard, and the Central Bank of Iran liable for the deaths of over 1,000 people in those attacks. Iran has never responded to that lawsuit. The White House is responding to claims made by the president's former doctor in New York that President Trump's bodyguard and attorney raided his office back in February of 2017. Sarah Sanders, the White House press secretary, says it wasn't a raid.
As a standard operating procedure for a new president, the White House medical unit took possession of the president's medical records.
Dr. Harold Bornstein, though, sticking to his story, saying he was disrespected during the incident when the medical records were physically taken from his office without his permission. And you're listening to USA Radio News.
With a recession ending, if you've been putting off building your business, now is the time to act. General Steel will meet or beat any price on a pre-engineered steel building of the same size and specifications. Act now, before steel prices go up. So call us today for free information.
Call 800-965-1290. 800-965-1290. 800-965-1290.
A tornado touches down in a small Nebraska town about 2 hours west of Omaha. Now people there are picking up the pieces in the village of Donovan. Tornadoes were reported yesterday in parts of Nebraska and Kansas as several days of severe weather started marching across the central U.S. The White House denying claims that President Trump is considering his chief of staff, John Kelly, to be his next nominee to be Veterans Affairs chief. The White House press secretary saying yesterday,
"No, he is not being considered as the VA secretary. Both the president and the chief of staff are very happy with his position that he currently holds, which is chief of staff to the president at the White House."
Sanders also denying multiple reports that came out on Monday that Kelly had recently called the president an idiot. She says those allegations are untrue as well. And rapper Kanye West making news again, saying he thinks slavery must have been a choice because it existed for so long. West makes the comment during an appearance on TMZ Live yesterday after recently expressing his love for President Trump. A TMZ reporter spoke out against the comments, though, telling Kanye that African Americans are still dealing with the effects of slavery and that West needs to be responsible with his speech. The rapper later wrote on Twitter that he didn't mean people were slaves by their own free will, but were mentally enslaved. For USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.